Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello everyone, welcome to the latest episode of the Red Men Bite Size podcast. Friday, 10th of November, I'm Steve Hall, and actually there's quite a lot of news to get to, including obviously the great news around Luis Diaz and his dad. Bobby Firmino's been speaking about how he left Liverpool. We've got a bit of injury news as well, and finishing on Mo Salah's future. So yeah, we might as well get straight into it. The amazing news that Luis Diaz's father has been released by his kidnappers. It's been far too long. It was a horrendous ordeal for the Diaz family, in particular, of course, his father in particular, but obviously the whole family. It's been absolutely horrendous what they've all had to go through. It's been 13 days since he was in, he was captured by the Colombian group ELN. And obviously his wife was captured at the same time. She escaped or was freed, but Mr. Diaz was captive since October 28th. However, he has now been released. Negotiations took place. They got him back, all by all accounts, fit and well and healthy, which is great news. But yeah, fantastic for the Diaz family, fantastic for Luis, and of course for Luis Manuel as well, his father, who's almost 2 weeks in captivity. Horrendous ordeal. But yeah, I'm sure you've all seen the footage and the pictures now. Diaz's dad finally released and back with his family, which is absolutely fantastic news. And hope, you know, for all the people who have to go through that kind of stuff, absolutely. I can only imagine what they've all been through. And yeah, just thankfully it's all now back. Well, sorry, it's all over, and he is now back. He obviously spoke very, very much. He arrived back at the airport. He said, "I want to thank God for my second chance. Thank you to all the people of Barranco. Thank you all. I love you very much. We'll have the opportunity to greet you. Thank you very much." Obviously, it's been a long process for him. It's been a long process for them all, but thankfully, very, very good news that he is now back with his wife. And obviously, I'm sure he'll catch up with Luis Diaz very, very shortly. So that is, some things are bigger than footy, and that certainly was. So forget about losses and VAR and balls and offside. Is it offside? Whatever it is. Some things are bigger than that, but thankfully, great news that Luis Diaz is now, sorry, Luis Diaz's father is now fit and well and back with his family. Moving away from there then, let's talk about Roberto Firmino. His autobiography, Si Señor, was published, and as part of it, he's acknowledged, and he's not the first Liverpool player to do this, that he was a bit disappointed with how he left Liverpool, how it was all handled. Obviously, yeah, in his book, he wrote that Roberto began his eighth and final year confident that he was going to get a new deal, but as the months passed by, the communication between his representatives and Liverpool felt muddled and slow. Firmino began to feel marginalised. He said, Jürgen Klopp, he said, the boss was avoiding me. The final year was very confused and contradictory. He says he felt let down when he was getting less minutes. He felt like he was staying, and then he felt like he was going. And in the end, it was his decision. He said, listen, this is what it is. I'll come to you and say I'm going, and we can leave all this uncertainty and that kind of stuff. Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain recently said the same, didn't he, in an interview, that he didn't feel like it was great. James Milner didn't feel like it went particularly well when he went. Even someone, again, and this is from Simon Hughes' article in the Athletic, he said even Leighton Clarkson, a young kid, felt like, he said, you know, he didn't really hear much about from Liverpool when he was on loan. It just feels like Liverpool have this perception maybe that there's great communication and things like that. It doesn't feel like that's been the case. In the last 12, 18 months now, there's been a lot of changes behind the scenes at Liverpool. Michael Edwards left, Julian Ward took over, then he left. And a lot of this happened during Julian's time at Liverpool, but after he'd handed his resignation in. It feels like this is something Liverpool need to get better at. Like the way people letting people leave clubs, there's a way to go about it. Listen, if you don't want to keep someone, tell them. If you do, don't, you know, tell them whatever you want to do. It just feels like Bobby isn't the first player to say this now. A Liverpool icon, really, who's left the club. You've seen the outpouring he got when he did leave. Same for Milner, of course. It's something that Liverpool needs to work on. So whether it's Schmadker or whoever takes over as the next sporting director, something they need to have a little look at, really. How are we going to let players go if they're out of contract, or we're trying to sell them, or we're trying to move them on? How do we go about doing it? Because it feels like a lot of players feel like it hasn't gone well. Been a lack of communication, a lack of leadership, a lack of direction. Hopefully that gets resolved with whether it's Schmadker, if he's, like I say, for now, or whatever happens in the future. It probably needs to be a bit better, because it feels like it's leaving a little bit of a bitter taste in a few mouths. Right then, moving on, a bit of injury news. Curtis Jones has been ruled out of the game against Brentford this weekend. Ryan Gravenberch remains a doubt. That is according to Jurgen Klopp. He was speaking before Liverpool played to lose. There's no official press conference before the Brentford game, given the proximity after the European game, but he has confirmed that Curtis Jones will miss the game with a hamstring injury. Alexis McAllister is suspended, of course. Still no Thiago, still no Bacetic. And, of course, and Ryan Gravenberch is a doubt. So Liverpool are definitely without four midfielders, potentially five, for what is looking like a rather difficult game again Brentford this weekend. So yeah, keep an eye out on that one. But Jones definitely out. We know McAllister can't play. He's suspended after the yellow card he picked up at Luton. So all of a sudden Liverpool have gone from having maybe 8-9 proper options to having maybe 3 or 4 now. So we'll see how it all goes, whether that means does Endo play, does Elliot play, is Gavin Bates going to be fit enough, does Szoboszlai and Elliot, we'll see how it all goes later. We'll do a proper preview show. It'll be on this feed later on if it isn't there already for you, the match preview for Brentford. But yeah, just a heads up, Curtis Jones is out and Ryan Gravenberch remains a doubt for the game. Final story then. Potential good news on the future of Mohamed Salah. David Ornstein of The Athletic took part in a Q&A. He was asked if there'd been any news about Mohamed Salah's future, and he gave potentially an encouraging answer to Liverpool fans who want Mo Salah to stay, which probably is all of us. He says, I haven't heard too much other than I don't think it's set in stone that he goes. I've even had some suggestions that he would quite like to stay and continue to compete at the highest level in Europe. It's a major decision for the player and the club, of course. So we all know what happened in the summer. Al Ittihad came in for Salah, made world record offers. Liverpool refused them, didn't happen, wasn't allowed to go. I think when that happened, there was a lot of people just suggesting he'll go next year in the summer of 2024, and everyone will agree to terms then, and Salah can go and earn his money and Liverpool can get the money for him. But it appears that might not be the case. Salah might want to stay, and if he does, great news for Liverpool. Still the top scorer, still gets more assists, still, he's a different player. He might not be as all action as he once was, but he's only 31, about to turn 32 at the end of the season. Incredible shape, touch wood, never injured, always contributing. If Liverpool want to keep him, want to get him tied up to a new contract, it feels like something he'd be willing to do, and that he might even want to do that. Like I say, I know this only came as part of a Q&A, but David Ornstein's a highly respected journalist, and he'll know when he puts these things out there that they're going to get reported upon and spoken about. So great news for that one then, that Salah could stay. Hopefully he does. Liverpool need him to, I think Liverpool could do with him staying for now. We'll see how it goes in the future. It's going to be difficult to replace as it is. But some encouraging news on the future of Mohamed Salah. So there you go. There are your news updates today in the Red Men Bite Size podcast. I did mention earlier at the match preview, so that'll be on this feed later. If you want even more Red Men content in your lives, including the Bias Football podcast, Journo Insight with Neil Jones, Expert Insights, the Final Word show after each and every game, Instant Match Reaction, play rating shows, all of those in video and in podcast form. So if you want even more Liverpool content in your lives, redmenplus.com is the place to go. And if you sign up with the word BITESARS as the promo code when you join as a monthly captain. So join as a monthly captain, use the code BITESARS, you'll get 50% off your first two months. So redmenplus.com, monthly captain, code BITESARS, which is all one word, you'll get 2 months off, 50% off rather, your first two payments. And before I let you guys go, just very, very quickly, if you are in Dublin, Belfast, or any of the surrounding areas, tickets for our live event next March are now on sale. It'll be me, Paul, and Chris heading over. We've got a very special musician coming to join us as well for some Liverpool songs. So all your usual Redmen shenanigans, plus some extra special music as well from a very special guest. Get yourselves involved. Tickets are available at ticketmaster.ie. Just search for Redmen TV there. Or go and follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. We're all over those. You'll find the links as well. But we'd love... It's been so long. We did a live show, I think it was 2018, over in Ireland, and I missed that one in Dublin. Now we're heading not only to Ireland, but also heading north as well to Northern Ireland, to Belfast, where we can meet all of our amazing Belfast, Dublin-based Reds and anyone in the surrounding areas as well. The tickets are going to sell out quick. There's not numerous ones of them. There's hundreds of them rather than thousands of them. So if you want to make sure you get yourselves involved, please do go and get them now, because we don't want to miss out and we want to meet you all when we head over the Irish Sea in March. Right, I've spoken enough there, haven't I? I've kept you for long enough. So thanks very much for listening to this episode of the BITESARS podcast. Keep tuned over the weekend for all of our amazing Brentford coverage. And like I say, Redmen Plus if you want even more of that. See you all soon.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
That's the sound of another sale on Shopify in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. Shopify.com/retail23.